anniversary celebration in the years 1987 and 1988, Morehead State University is conducting a series of oral interviews with former students, staff, faculty members, and administrators. I am Audrey Jones, President Director of External Studies at Morehead State University, and today's date is Tuesday, August 2nd, 1983. I am interviewing Matilda Tilly Chorvin Moan, who graduated from Morehead State Teachers College in 1925. Tilly, do you want to tell us a little bit about your family? Where did your parents come from? Were they from this area?
My parents, of course, came from Norway. They both came from Norway. My dad was 16 years old, I believe, and my mother was 3 years old, and somehow or other they settled or got together down in Minnesota and were married, and then they homesteaded in North Dakota.
I see. Where in North Dakota?
Up at Northwood, North Dakota. And that's where my home has always been. And I feel that it's still my home up there at Northwood. Yes. That's where we were raised and went to school and lived.
Uh-huh. What type of school did you go to as a child?
Oh, a country school, of course.
Uh-huh. A rural school?
Rural school.
With one teacher?
One teacher and...
Eighth grades?
Yes, eighth grades, yes. Mm-hmm. And then the folks retired and moved to town, and then I attended the Northwood School from then on through high school.
I see. So you were a high school graduate.
Oh, yes, and, yes.
Some of the Morehead State early students came and took some of their high school work here.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they did.
Yes, I'm sure they did. Do you have any memories of your grade school experience that you'd like to?
Yes, I have memories. I can remember very well how we used to freeze walking back and forth to country school, and how we'd eat a cold lunch, because at that time there wasn't such a thing as a hot lunch, you know. And we'd have fun during recess. We enjoyed that. And
what types of games did you play?
Well, I can remember we used to play ball a lot.
Uh-huh. You know?
Then, of course, we had our sleds along, and so we'd go sleighing. We lived by a creek, and we'd go down the hillside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we had a good time. And in fact, I think I enjoyed country school more than I did after we moved to town and went to town school.
There was something probably about being together so much, you really developed close friendships,
I suppose. Yes, oh yes.
How large was your country school?
Well, it was possibly... Well, just a regular country school.
Do you think, if we were just looking at it from the number of students involved, would you say there were 15 or 30?
Oh, yeah, maybe 20.
About 20
maybe
students.
Maybe 20, yeah, mm-hmm. 20.
Do you remember that or any teachers that you had in those early days?
Well, there was a Mr. Nestahl that taught, mm-hmm. and he also roomed and boarded at my home.
I see. That's why you'd remember
and
him more.
And then there was a Mr. Knutson that also stayed at our house and walked back and forth with us kids back, you know, to school.
Were they all male teachers that
was a Miss Elliott. Uh-huh. I remember her name.
Uh-huh.
And there was a Miss Van Dusen. I can remember those names because they were with the... We got to know them quite well.
Yes. Did they all stay at your home?
No. But the two men stayed at our house. Mm.
Did you remember whether they had any problems with discipline or?
Not like they have nowadays. Mm-hmm. That wasn't that kind. The kids weren't like that. They were more bashful and more backward and didn't need a lot of entertainment, you know. They enjoyed the simple things more so than the kids do nowadays, I think.
Right. How about your high school days? Do you have any strong memories of anything that happened?
Well, nothing special. I was valedictorian, I remember.
Were
that
you?
In the eighth grade. Uh-huh. And then in high school I did well as I could,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty good.
Pretty good,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
How about your parents? Were they strongly interested in education?
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. For that time, they were very much interested in education. My one sister went to Concordia at that time, my older sister. Another sister at that time taught school, went to Mayville and took a course, you know, which wouldn't be very much at that time.
No.
But enough so she could teach country school. And another one went to a business college in Grand Forks. They all went to school.
It was a family.
And there were three of us that turned out to be teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were interested in music. We had a piano, we had an organ, we had my brothers had violins, we had a mandolin, we had a harp.
Oh, you had really strong music background.
So they were very much interested mm-hmm. in, and of course in church too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they helped build that one, their home church up there, and that burned, and then they built another one, so they still have, it's still standing, mm-hmm. and that was our church.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Did you have a strong music program in the school?
No.
Not in the
no,
high school?
No.
It was mostly
no,
musical
no,
training
no,
through your home?
Yeah. No.
Did your parents play instruments?
No. No, neither one.
No. So no. They found someone to teach you those instruments?
Oh, yes.
Then.
Yes.
Uh-huh. They found
yes.
teachers for you.
Yes.
You were married when you came to Morehead State. Did you marry before you moved to Morehead then? And
married before I went to St. Cloud.
Married before you went to St. Cloud. Uh-huh. So your first year after high school, you went to St. Cloud for a year.
No, I taught in between. I taught country school in between.
I see. So did you get some training in high school then that would prepare you
yes,
for teaching?
Yes, and then I went to Valley City and took summer school.
Oh, I see. Summer school in Valley City mm-hmm. after you had already taught.
No. I finished my high school mm-hmm. and the last year in high school they had high schools or they had college teaching subjects anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They went back and reviewed like government and arithmetic and different things, so you were half prepared for teaching. And then I took a year, a summer school in Valley City, and then I got a job teaching in the country. And I must have taught about 5 years, I believe, in different schools. And then I got married, and then I went to St. Cloud after that.
To St. Cloud after that, right. Do you remember any of your first teaching jobs in the rural school?
Oh, yes. I taught the school at home for 2 years. That was down the road.
Mm-hmm. Was this the same school that you attended as
no,
a student?
No, it was another district.
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, that was good, I guess, probably. So
I did later teach that home school, though.
You did?
One year,
school.
The last year I taught.
Mm-hmm.
I taught in that home school.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy, did you have large classes or
no,
fairly small?
No, they were probably about 15.
About 15.
15.
Mm-hmm.
But the very first year that I taught down near Portland, and there I had a lot of them. I think I had 29 in all the grades, and that was a hard school.
Oh, yeah. That's a big...
That was the first year that I taught.
Yes. I interviewed Lenora Johnson from Ada the other day, and she said her first school, she had 51 students
in
8
goodness.
Grades. Can you imagine how heavy a load that was. 29 was a great many to have.
Yeah.
When you were
and all the grades.
All the grades and all the subjects.
And the first year of teaching, mm-hmm. right out of high school, you might say, with summer school.
Yeah, so you were actually about 19 at that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 19.
Were you expected to fix the fires?
Oh, absolutely.
You didn't fix lunch for them, though. They carried cold lunch.
They carried cold lunch, yeah.
I noticed that in the rural preparation at Morehead State at the time that you were there, they did ask the teachers who were in rural, the students who were in rural education, to learn how to fix a hot lunch so they could do that when they went out.
Oh, yes.
But that really would be hard
when
you had all the other things to do,
What they fixed was probably... a soup, you know.
Yes.
Or some hot dish mm-hmm. like that.
And then they bring their sandwiches from
yeah.
home.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be just one...
One hot mm-hmm. thing at noon, yeah.
Well, now, how is it that you happened to go to St. Cloud? That was quite a ways away.
Well, my husband needed work, and there was work to be had down there.
I see.
He helped build the school it was a state school anyway. That
I see.
He worked on.
Well, St. Cloud State Normal School was probably there at that time.
Yeah, no, it was. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's what you were attending. That's what you were attending.
But that wasn't where he worked.
But he wasn't working there, so there was some other type of state facility
state school,
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you stayed there for 1 year, and then I guess I would ask, how come you transferred to Morehead State?
Then? Well, then when school was out and his job was over, then we went back to North Dakota, up to my home up at Northwood, and then we stayed there for the summer, and then of course I wanted to finish my year of schooling that I had left. So instead of going back to St. Cloud, we went to Morehead. It was closer. Yes.
Then you actually moved to town, though. Did your husband come with you?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and he found work here then?
Oh, yes.
Was he still in construction then?
No, he worked at the potato house.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There was a potato warehouse here.
Warehouse, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was nice of him to come where you, so that you could go to school.
Yes.
Well, your experience then with the campus was a little different than for some of the students.
You wouldn't have
lived in the dormitory.
Oh, yes.
Did you feel left out of activities?
No. I had enough to take care of at home. I had my nephew staying with me, and then, of course, my husband, who had to cook, you know, make supper and prepare, you know.
Yes, because you were gone and couldn't prepare the meals, could you?
So
sometimes the school classes lasted till late in the day, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh. You were a liberated woman well before it was popular as it is today.
At least I was free to come and go.
Yes, you were free to come and go, and you had a husband who was very supportive of your having a career and that type of thing. Were there many married students on campus?
Not at that time.
No,
not at that time.
Not very many.
I can remember that year in St. Cloud. The thing that I remember was at the time we all had our hair long, you know, and done up on our heads. And that year I had my hair cut short, bobbed it, like they say.
Yes.
And I remember how I felt so out of place when I came back to school with my hair cut off and all. Everybody had long hair, and there I had with my short hair.
Yes, but it wasn't long until they all followed suit, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, because it became quite evident in the pictures. There were a lot of short hair. I noticed that there was a Mrs. Lucy Billings at that time attending at about the same time. Do you remember her?
No, I don't remember her.
I just noticed her because she was upper grades. That was your major was in the upper grades.
That's right.
Yeah. And a Mrs. Olive Rice, did you know her?
No.
Obviously, that your contacts on the campus maybe weren't quite as. But you did have some classes with some of these people.
Oh yes, surely.
Did you by any chance know Vivian Hole from McIntosh?
Mm-hmm.
No. Kay Fosse. She was Catherine Edlund at
that's
that time.
That's the one. That's who I was trying to talk
that's
about.
That's the one you were trying
I
to talk about.
I practiced taught with her.
You practiced taught with Kay. Yes,
yeah.
she's still around, and she's one of the ones I have interviewed also.
You have interviewed her.
Yes, I have interviewed her as well.
Yeah, she and I taught, we taught English together. And
where did you practice teach?
In the Morehead model school.
It was in the model school that you practiced taught.
Yeah.
Did you have special projects that you...
Yes, it was an English, it was a Shakespeare play that we had to teach, and it was a hard one.
I see.
And
how did the students respond to it?
Well, they responded, but I don't think very enthusiastically.
No,
I don't think
it's hard to sell Shakespeare to young people in those days. Do you remember what grade level you were?
That was at eighth
grade level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special projects for them? as part of teaching that Shakespeare
well,
play?
Well, that I can't remember.
You can't remember. No. You didn't build a Globe Theater or
anything like that? No.
Did you teach any place else other than campus school for practice teaching?
In Dilworth.
They sent you out to Dilworth to practice teach, too.
I taught history out there.
You taught history. Okay. Then were you there full time during the day then?
No, just one period a day.
One period a day. That's the way it was mostly done then. You know, when I practice taught, we went out and I stayed out at Kindred for several months, and I taught all day long. Probably not all day long, maybe half a day. But you basically, when you taught in the campus school, you taught one period a day. And you taught the Shakespeare play. Mm-hmm. And when you went out to Dilworth, you taught one period. And was this American history or?
American history.
How long a period now would you do that for? Would it be several weeks?
It was an hour. Or?
An hour, but how many weeks?
Well, that would be the whole term.
It would be the whole term.
Yes.
I see. So it would probably be 3 months then?
Yeah, 3 months, I imagine, uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you get out to Dilworth?
I must have taken a bus or...
Would there have been a bus or streetcar that would have gone out?
Maybe a streetcar.
Streetcar,
more
probably.
More like a streetcar, uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You wouldn't have had a car, of course, available at that time. The school didn't have a car that they used to take people out.
So. Not that I know of. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Well, that would take a little while then to get out there and set up.
It took half a day,
Yes, yeah. For you to get out and back and then get your teaching done. Do you remember if someone came to watch you while you were teaching out at Dilworth?
She was at the head of the model school.
This would be Georgina Lohman, she? Mm-hmm. Was she the one that came to supervise you? Okay, how often during the course of that time?
Just one time that I remember came out.
That she'd come out and supervise.
Yeah.
Do you remember what she told you afterwards?
No.
Were you frightened when she was there?
Well, yes. Yes.
Yes.
She was a little bit particular, you know.
Yes, yes. Yes. She was particular. Was she cross?
No.
She just expected
she
it done
cross,
right.
But you had to do the best you could because you knew that she was quite. She wanted you to do well, you know.
Yes, of course. Of course. Now, I noticed that about 1921, they had done a study of the campus school as far as IQ, and they were talking about some students that could learn faster and others that, you know, wouldn't learn as quickly. When you were practice teaching, were you aware were the students grouped? Did you have a faster group that would move faster on the Shakespeare and you would work with another group at another time?
No.
Or did you teach it to the whole group at once?
Taught the whole group at one time.
You taught the whole, the same thing is true out at Dilworth?
Yeah.
There was no grouping,
as you would say. You took the group they gave you.
Yes.
Now, whether that was the upper...
Well, you didn't know... Well, in other words, are you saying you just had a small group or did you have the whole class?
I had...
When you taught the Shakespeare, did you teach to all the 8th graders in the model school?
No, it couldn't have been. It must. Well, I don't know. It could have been all the 8th graders.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how many 8th graders they'd have at that time in the model school.
No. Well, how large a group was it?
It was a whole class.
It was a big group.
Yeah, it must have been possibly 15, 20 kids.
Yes, it probably was the whole class then, I would imagine. Yes. Did they, in your methods classes, when they were teaching you how to teach, reading and children's literature and things like that. Did they talk to you about grouping children according to their
ability? Not at that time.
They didn't?
No. It hadn't. They hadn't come to that. Probably mentioned, but not practiced.
Not practiced.
No.
Well, I just sort of had the feeling from this study that they might have been moving in that direction, but obviously if they just talked about it and didn't apply it, why it really wasn't a very important...
No.
A very important part of their teaching pedagogy at that time. There are a few. Hot Eklund was there at the time that you were there. Do you ever remember a music group, hearing a music group called the College Four or Hod's Hot Hams?
Yeah.
You do remember hearing them. Were they pretty good?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you have lots of musical programs at Morehead State?
No, not many.
Not many?
Not many.
No.
No.
Of course, with you being married and off campus, you might not have attended quite as many.
No, that's true.
Did you sing in a choir there
or play in a band or orchestra?
No. Well, that's sort of strange with the musical background your family came out of.
It
was probably a matter of time as much as anything.
I think maybe so, yes.
Yes. Did you know Harlow Berquist?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about him?
I still remember him. He's retired now.
Yes, he's retired now.
Well, he taught in Fargo, you know, for many, many years.
Yes.
So did I.
Oh, so you would have known him that way.
Yes.
Herman Weber was the piano player in this group and also violin and drums. Do you remember Herman?
Well, faintly probably.
Not just faintly.
Faintly,
right.
Probably.
Yes. How about Martha Akeley, who played the piano?
Yeah, I remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's a long time ago.
Yes, a long time
ago. Hard to remember all of those people. How about Jesse McKellar? Did you take Phi Ed from Jesse?
Yeah, sure did. Yes,
cool.
I did.
What type of teacher was she?
She was very strict.
She was strict too. Georgina Lohman was strict, and Jesse McKellar the same way.
She was very strict.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I wasn't the type that really was extra good in Phi Ed.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of the finishing up of the year was a pageant supposed to be down by the river.
Yes.
And the class was supposed to come in costume and represent whatever they wanted to, you know, like that would be true of the Red River Valley.
Oh, it was a historical pageant.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
All I did was put a blanket around me, and I was an Indian.
Oh, yes.
And because I didn't take pains and go into a costume and a lot of that kind of stuff, she gave me a D.
She did. Yeah. She didn't like you just to put a blanket around.
I think that was the only D I got during my whole year was that one D in Phi Ed.
Is that right? Yeah.
I'll never forget that D.
And it was that D basically based on that pageant?
I think that was it.
Well, evidently that was a big pageant. I remember Kay Fosse talking about that too.
Oh, She was
a part of it too.
Yeah.
Was there a big crowd there to watch it?
Yeah, I think so. I suppose we were so taken up with what we were doing that we probably didn't notice too many, I suppose, the kids from school, you know, and different people were down there.
Sure. In addition to that, that play down or pageant down by the river, I noticed that you had a class play every year. Each class had a play. And the year you graduated, it was Sherwood, which was about Robin Hood's story. Do you remember seeing that? Or were you not involved in that one?
I don't think I was.
No, you don't remember that one. How about organizations like the YWCA and Country Life and Campfire Girls? As a married student, did you have time to?
Not that I can remember.
No, you just don't remember being involved in those. How about the witches?
No.
Nothing had nothing to do with those. That was probably mostly people who lived on the campus and in the dormitories.
Yeah.
Right. Were you able to make friends?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Not really a lot of friends, though. I was quite busy walking. See, I walked clear from 11th Street North and down to the college four times a day.
Mm-hmm. So you walked home for lunch then.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had our own life.
At That's right. You had married couples that you were friends with, probably, and rather than the on-campus students.
Yes. So, and of course, my husband didn't take any part in any of that. So naturally, I wouldn't either.
No.
So, no, we didn't attend much of anything like that at the college.
How did, you would have some insights, however, into how the town viewed the college at that time. Did you find the attitude of townspeople basically positive? Did they worry about those wild students over on the campus?
I don't believe that there were a lot of those wild students at that time.
I see. So
I never heard of it.
I see. So obviously there wasn't much talk about it.
There wasn't much talk about it, and of mm-hmm. course there wasn't beer like they have now.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't common for people to go into that kind of thing.
No.
I don't think.
No.
They probably had some parties around, but you never heard about it.
Uh-huh.
No.
So you felt that basically then the town was supportive of the school?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. Yes, I do.
Did townspeople ever go over there for programs? Did you ever go with other couples
go
over for a concert?
Yes. Yes, we did, and still do, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
Surely.
Uh-huh. And have done all that all the time.
Mm.
Yeah. Of course, I've been a widow now my husband died in 51, so
I see. So you
alone since that time.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you've been taking part, you've been going to programs and things for a long time with your friends.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Now you've talked about Georgina, Lohman and Jesse McKellar. Did you know Jenny Owens, the registrar?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know her well?
No, just business.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about her? Do you remember well enough to...
I remember what she looked like.
Oh,
I remember,
describe her.
Yeah.
Yeah, describe her.
I think she was an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I still... Has she passed away?
Yes, I believe she has. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can say, yes, I can remember her.
You do remember her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You felt she was attractive?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was she helpful as a registrar?
Yes, she was.
If you had problems, could you go in?
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm. How about Flora Frick?
I never had her.
You didn't have her?
I never had her.
No. You had Jesse and Steph.
Yeah.
They were in the same field.
Yeah.
I noticed that at that time they had women doctors on the campus. Did you ever have any contact with them?
Well, only they gave us shots, vaccinations.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yes.
Was it Catherine Pardee who was there when you were there?
Could have been.
You don't remember the name.
I know, I don't.
But your doctor was a woman doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that gave must have been a vaccination.
Oh, was a smallpox vaccination?
Must have been.
Uh-huh.
At that time.
And so they gave that to all the students.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about if you had the flu or pneumonia or anything of that sort, would you go to the college doctor or would you have to go to the
Yes, I think I would to begin with anyway.
You did at first, uh-huh.
And of course, asked. If it didn't get better, you'd probably go and see your own doctor.
Yes.
You know.
Uh-huh. But she was available to you if you needed
her.
Yes. Did she live right on the campus or right near the campus?
I suppose she did.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there aren't still a lot of women doctors, so I was surprised to see that there was a Florence Ames, who was a doctor in 1923, resident physician, they called them. And Catherine Pardee, who was a resident physician in 1924, so I presume
That must have been.
She was probably the one
probably
who was
the
there
one,
when you were there. Since you were history, did you know Samuel Bridges?
Yeah.
Did you take some courses from Samuel Bridges?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember what kind of person he was?
I remember him physically.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think he was rather easygoing teacher.
Was he?
As I remember.
You didn't feel you had to, he wasn't quite as strict as some of the others.
No, he was kind of easygoing, more easygoing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there was Mr. Kesey.
Oh, yes.
I had him.
Uh-huh.
And
how did he was history too, wasn't he? Or no, that was social sciences.
The class I had from him was sociology.
I see.
And my sociology class came right after my teaching period, my practice teaching period.
Oh, yes.
And you know, you put all your time on your practice teaching, you don't think too much about the class that comes after. That kind of slips by.
Mm-hmm.
But we were supposed to give some oral talk of some kind, report on something, and I read mine. I didn't give it orally because I hadn't studied it.
I see.
And he kind of gave me a bad time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. he was quite particular, you know. Yeah.
Right. Sociology was a fairly new subject area, I suppose, about that time.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Well, I guess I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you were to look back on your favorite teacher at that time, who would it be?
At Morehead?
Uh-huh.
Well, there was a Miss Erickson.
Erickson. Mm-hmm. Emma Erickson.
And she I liked very much.
Uh-huh. Did she teach you methods courses?
No. I don't know.
She's listed as in the education area, so she may have taught children's literature, educational psychology, or maybe how to teach reading. Would she have been any of those?
I don't remember what I had from her, but
no,
I liked her
very
much.
But you liked her very much.
But the one that taught methods was Miss Jacobson.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. She had upper grade methods.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Miss Jacobson. I don't think I have her name down here. I may just have missed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
I
just picked out a few that I thought that you might know. You wouldn't have had much contact with Millie Dahl, the house director of the dormitories, or Ina Fogg,
no.
The dean of women.
There were just the two dormitories at that time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about Maud Hayes? Did you have her in literature?
No.
No. Harold Johnsrud in English?
No.
No. Catherine Leonard in math?
Yeah.
You had her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her at all?
Yeah, I remember her.
Was she a good teacher?
I suppose she was.
you think so?
I suppose she was.
Yes, uh-huh.
That led me to think of something else.
Uh-huh.
But we'll better skip it.
Yes, well, I think it's interesting that you can remember Emma Erickson so well. She must have made quite an impression on you.
She
because
was a
large
woman.
Oh, uh-huh.
I remember.
Very large woman. Yeah. Was she well organized, enthusiastic, or
she seemed to take a lot of interest in her students.
So it was the personal interest that you took in
mm-hmm.
the students that you that made you feel very much at home with her then. Let's see.
Dr. McLean
was the president then.
Yeah, yeah.
What about him? Did you have any personal contact with him?
No.
You heard him speak, though.
At that time, they had chapel every morning, you know.
Every morning,
yeah.
And you had to be there.
I had to be there, mm-hmm. chapel every morning.
Mm-hmm. Did he
and
speak
of course,
often at chapel?
I don't think he did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember just how they conducted the chapel, but I know that we had to be there, and all the faculty was up there on the stage. And
oh, the faculty sat on the stage.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Did they have academic robes on or anything like that?
No.
But they were always there on the stage.
Yeah.
So they were required to attend then, too.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was there usually music with the chapel hour?
Yes, there was singing.
Mm-hmm. Was it a chapel choir, or was
solos? Among the students. The students.
Oh, the students themselves sang.
Yeah.
Yes, so
yeah.
that you had hymns sing. So was it always hymns, or might it have been folk songs?
No, it was hymns.
It was always hymns. So it was
a
real religious service.
Religious service. Yes, it was a religious ceremony.
Yes, it really was never then a speaker who might talk on politics. Or,
No.
It was always the service. Every day. Well, do you remember how long? 20 minutes?
It must have been it couldn't have been a whole hour.
No, but maybe half
probably
hour.
Probably half an hour.
Half an hour.
Probably.
How about speakers at night or for special programs during the day? Did you don't remember anything like that?
No.
Did you ever take part in the games and things that they would have in the evening?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Did you go to watch football games, is this it? Or did you actually take part in a basketball game or a ball game yourself for recreation?
No, it was mostly watch.
It was mostly watch.
Mostly watch. Yes.
So you knew Alex Nemzik then, who was
I knew of him, yes.
Knew of him, who was a football coach. Did lots of people come to these games?
Oh, yeah, quite a few.
Quite a few from town, mm-hmm. as well as...
And they had afternoon games too, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, let me see here now. I noticed that you had to pay $10 per term of tuition, but if you were going to teach in Minnesota, you didn't have to.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, you don't remember anything about that.
No, I don't remember that.
No. When you were ready to graduate now, did they help you find a job?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
You had one interview with some school board from some school.
I see.
Everyone had got one chance.
Everyone had one interview.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't placed by the college. I took a school on my own.
You did. You found it yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, where did you teach then?
Out near Castleton.
Yeah. That was your first job after graduating from Moorhead State. Mm-hmm. Did your husband move out there then, or did you go each day?
No, he lived in, we lived in Moorhead, mm-hmm. but I went out there and stayed during the week.
I see.
And came home weekends.
Uh-huh. How did you get out there?
We had a car at the time.
Oh, you did have a car.
I had a car.
Uh-huh.
So he'd take me out and then come and get me.
And then come and get you again. So you're moving into the car generation time. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, did you have any experiences with the school board at that time that you thought were unpleasant? Or?
No.
No?
Not any of them.
Were they fairly supportive?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were supportive or just... I remember... that you'd have to probably go, when your month was up, you'd have to go and ask for your check. They didn't come and deliver it to you.
Is that right?
Yeah, you'd probably have to go out and catch them up in the field somewhere and ask if you could have your check for the month, something like that.
Yeah.
No, they were rather not too concerned.
I see.
Yeah.
that's really not too fair when you consider you'd worked hard all month that you'd have to go and ask for the check. I would think they'd be ready there to hand it to you. Did they come and watch teach any time?
Not the school board.
The school board didn't?
Never.
No.
Never.
No.
No.
They just expected you were going to do well.
They'd hire you and make out your check and send in, I suppose, to the state, whatever the state had come in, you know.
Surely. How about now, after you had taught, you said you did come back to school. Did you come back to Moorhead State for additional courses in summer schools then?
I was out of teaching then while Jean, we had the girl, you know.
Oh, yes.
And then we had a restaurant, so we were doing things on our own, and then I thought I wanted to go back to teaching. Mm-hmm. And so then I went to one summer school
at Moorhead State.
At Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a school out at Ponsford.
Oh.
And from there, things went from one place to another, and I finally wound up in Seattle, worked at the shipyard.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
During the First World War, I suppose.
No, the Second.
Oh, Second World War. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Get my World Wars mixed up. I know lots of people went out to work in the shipyards.
And then we came back here in 1945 when my mother died. Mm-hmm. And then I went teaching in Fargo, and I taught there ever until I retired.
I see. Yeah. And what year did you retire?
In 1965.
1965.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that was the only summer school you went to, was that one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You didn't ever, do you remember anything about that summer school?
Well, it wasn't really what I wanted. I wanted just a brush-up course, you know, because I'd been out for so long, for such a long time. But instead of that, I had to take subjects into a third year
Oh, into a third year of college,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I had to take subject in that.
I see. So you really didn't get any methods courses to push you up. What you did was just sort of get more information, maybe in history or mathematics or something like that?
Credits to go into that would count in a third year
program.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did you have any difficulty then when you went back to teach?
No, it came back fairly naturally again.
No,
it came back,
right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think I enjoyed it quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
After, well, you stayed with it for quite a while.
Yeah. Was your teaching at Ponsford, I just want to be sure we're not running out of tape here, was your teaching at Ponsford with Indian students?
No. It was up near Round Lake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is, I think, on
it's
the
Indian area,
Indian reservation,
but they were white.
They were separate.
They were all white.
Yeah. So you didn't have any Indian students at all at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything that I might not have asked you about that you'd like to talk about?
No. The science building was a new building at that time.
Oh yes, didn't you knew?
And I was trying to think of the science teacher at that time, which
that Bridges? Samuel Bridges?
Which I liked him very
much. No, Samuel Bridges was history. Ballard.
Ballard
was the biology and chemistry. So that would have been one. And
there was another teacher that I liked too. He taught.
He taught in the sciences. I guess I don't happen to have that
name.
But do you remember Ballard at all?
Oh yes, I remember Ballard.
Yes, can you say anything about his teaching?
Well, he's the one that I thought was kind of the easygoing.
Oh, you know. I thought you said that about Bridges.
Oh yeah,
yes, Bridges was the
Bridges,
history man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, Ballard, I remember him.
Mm-hmm. But so you did have him.
And Preston, of course, was music at that time.
Preston. Uh-huh. You probably still know him.
He's still around. Flora.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you know Ethel Tainter, who was reading and speaking?
Yeah.
She directed the plays, I know.
Yeah, I remember. You see, those are just memories.
It's been so long. I'm sure it's hard to pull them all back by any means, but you've done very well for us. I surely thank you. Do you think of anything else that I should have added or should have asked you about?
I think you've done a very good job.
Well, thank you.
I think you have done fine.
Well, I've
brought up a lot of things that I had forgotten.
Mm-hmm. You remember an awful lot when I just takes a little trigger and there it is. And I surely want to thank you for letting me come over.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Well, good.
I enjoyed it.